This week in West Virginia history, on January 5, 1810, the Virginia General Assembly established the village of Guyandot at the confluence of the Guyandot and Ohio Rivers in Cabell County. By the late 1830s, Guyandot was a popular Ohio River port and a busy stagecoach stop on the James River and Kanawha Turnpike. The town's grist mill was supposedly the largest between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. In November 1861, Confederate troops won a battle at Guyandot. The next day, Northern troops took back control of the town. Incensed by local support for the Confederacy, the soldiers set fire to the town. The village's fortunes took a more lasting downturn in 1871. As the legend goes, railroad tycoon Collis Huntington was considering Guyandot for the western terminus of his Chesapeake and Ohio Railway. On a visit, he supposedly received the equivalent of a parking ticket for leaving his horse unattended outside a Guyandot tavern. Feeling slighted by the town, the railroad mogul instead located his terminus a few miles downstream at what would become the new city of Huntington. The city of Huntington grew rapidly and overshadowed Guyandot. Since 1911, Guyandot has been part of Huntington. For more information on Guyandot, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrasherenglish.com.